This is the city where jazz was born, and many jazz groups continue to play local clubs when they're not out on tour. The Rebirth Brass Band has fans worldwide, but band leader Phil Frazier says appearing at Jazz Fest is something special.
It showcases our talent to the world. Even though we travel around the world, it was a good way for the world to come to us and actually see us on our own turf.
Jazz Fest organizers see the event as a great coming together of New Orleans music and cultural traditions with the wider world that is influenced by them. Don Marshall is the man putting it all together.
So many people come to the Jazz Festival from around the world, and one of the exciting things is that it really connects our musicians with an international market. A lot of our groups get booked for European tours, record deals are signed, CDs are sold, and we're really building a larger market for our musicians and our cultural economy.
Marshall is president of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival Foundation. It uses money from the event to support a number of charitable causes in the city. Preparations for the event begin weeks in advance at the racetrack site, where tens of thousands of music fans will soon converge to hear music and sample local food. Don Marshall says putting together the infrastructure for such a huge gathering is a real challenge.
Most people don't understand that when you're going to be producing an event that attracts approximately 50,000 people a day, that you're building a city.
And this city is full of music, night and day, from one corner to the other.
Well, we generally have about six major stages, and traditionally they focus on a certain genre of music. We have our Fado Do stage, which is our Cajun Zydeco area. We have our Congo Square stage, which really presents the best of African and Caribbean and African-American influences on our culture. Our Acura stage, where some of our really big-name entertainers will be performing.
Big-name entertainers, some of whom have roots here, have been lending support to New Orleans and its recovery effort. New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau spokeswoman Mary Beth Romig says the support is much appreciated.
To have national celebrities embrace New Orleans and tell the world how important New Orleans is, it speaks volumes for us. We can't put a dollar price on that kind of support.
She says Jazz Fest gives the city a badly needed morale boost.
This year, to see the kind of celebrity support that's coming out for Jazz Fest, first of all, it's saying that the music culture is important, is alive, and needs to be cherished and nurtured. That's so incredibly important. Then, just to have a big event and have people come and show their vote of confidence is an incredible statement for the city.
Another local group with an international reach is the Trombone Shorty Band, whose leader, Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews, has been playing here since he was 4 years old. He says there's no place like New Orleans for music, and Jazz Fest is the event where it's celebrated.
The New Orleans music here is about feeling good, and we try to create the joy and spread it out to the world. And that's what I like about the city, is that, you know, is even if you go check out the traditional jazz, you'll have a bunch of people dancing. And that's what we're about, making people feel good and just spreading our joy around the world.
Greg Plakis, VOA News, New Orleans.